to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaipa.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuity was taking me. Input dynamite, ash, tag oopsie betty bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop, D, loop, error, poop, error, roger fucking damn you, error. System fatal error, ba whoop, ba weep, returning you to Shyamba Radio.
Wow. Okay, what's going on with the echo thing now?
What's going on with what?
I'm hearing myself and it's echoing.
You shouldn't be hearing yourself anymore.
Okay. Oh, good.
There you go. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. It's only Monday. Hey, it feels like it's been... It feels like today has lasted a week. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shy of the Radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 52. Hashtag, Dem, exit. For Monday, August 1st, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa, for those Tampanites?
Yes, yes, the most favorite topic of Shyampa Studio is the weather. We just stand around and talk about it all day long. It's fantastic.
I love the weather.
Don't you? I think we all love... Well, we clearly love the weather because we report on it way too much sometimes. But you know what? That's all right because the weather is the weather. And it's always there. The weather is always there for us. So, anywho.
Betty took upon herself to do some weather, but we'll go on. Go on.
Yes, I have heard it. So... I guess we shall do your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport. It is currently 87 degrees Fahrenheit and partly cloudy. Humidity is at 67%. And the wind speed is out of the north at 9 miles an hour with a heat index of 98 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's hot out there.
It's hot.
It's very hot out there. In fact, it was one of those situations when I had gotten home, and I even have air conditioning in the car, but when I had gotten home from the day job, I took my work clothes off, and I had to, like, peel my undershirt off of me because it was just so nasty. I still feel like I need a shower, but I had to get to the studio quickly because I had to work late today. So it was in and out at the house. I'll shower later on tonight. So anyway, so tonight, Monday tonight, there's a 20% chance of isolated storms, mostly cloudy with a low of 78. On Tuesday, we can expect partly sunny skies and then some isolated afternoon thunderstorms, 20% of that with a high of 91. Tuesday night, 30% chance of precipitation with a low of 78. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms with a 50% chance of precipitation, partly cloudy skies, high of 92. I'm trying to look at the pictographs. That doesn't help. I'd rather just read the text. I'll do that next time. Wednesday night, scattered thunderstorms, 50% with a low of 78. And on Thursday, a high of 91 with thunderstorms likely. That looks like to be a 60%. And that concludes your Shyampa Tampa Bay weather.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, it's been a rather nice day, to be honest with you, because currently it is 80 degrees Fahrenheit with humidities of 58%. Wind speeds are northeast at 10 miles per hour with a barometer of 30.03 inches. Dew point is 64, which is nice and comfortable. Heat index is only at 82. So tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 71, with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light east in the evening. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 83. Light southeast winds becoming southeast with 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. South-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And finally, Wednesday, we're going to get wet and thundery again, folks. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny, though, with a high near 84, with winds 5 to 10 miles per hour out of the south. And that is your latest Shyampa Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you! Send an email to playus at shyampa.info, and that's PLAYUS at CHIAMPA.INFO, or give the station a call at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch. So that's that.
We have a voicemail. Uh-oh.
We do.
You have one new and one old message. First message.
Hi, this is Lucy. I'm looking for Missy. I'm not sure I have my number, but if I do, Missy, give me a call so I can talk to you soon. I'm sorry to keep missing each other and saying tag team, but tag, you're it. Bye.
Tag, you're it.
Tag your
head. Press 3 advanced option.
Tag your
press
head.
5 to repeat.
So does
the
that
current
mean
message.
Now we have to call somebody
press 7
in
to delete miss. No more goodbye.
No, actually I think what that means is someone left us a message that was meant for somebody else. I think it was a wrong
I know
number.
That, but yes. There was that whole tag your it thing, and you know, I just kind of jumped on that because that's what we do these days.
That's
true.
We just
jump into these talking points.
Talking points. Talking points. We like talking points. And if you want to join our talking points, yes, we did. And if you want to join in on our talking points, which you can do at any time and point, you can call us at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. Betty is standing by.
She sure is. So where is this article out of? This is a Salon.com article, I see.
Yes, yes. This evening's talking points is this comes from Salon.com by Sophia McLennan. And the article says, 10 reasons why Dem exit is serious. Getting rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not enough. Which, you know, as we've been... I'm sure as you've been listening to the CPR news and following your own news, and as we've been talking on the station since last Monday, the convention went okay, but in the end, it was a bit of a joke. And
we needed our own Ted Cruz.
We needed something.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry to say that, but we needed our own Ted Cruz, and we did not get that.
No,
at all.
No, we didn't. So what wound up happening is I guess all the Bernie delegates walked out at one time and point during the thing, and the Twitters, the Twatters and the Twitters and the Tumblrs and the TTs and the Tiaras and the Facebookers and the Instagrams have been burning up with this whole this,
do you know what
primary
a super delegate
issue.
Is, folks?
I think you should tell us because that's going to be one of the first things we're going to talk about. So why don't you tell us about a superdelegate?
In American politics, a superdelegate is a delegate to the national convention, Democratic National Convention, who is seated automatically and chooses for whom they want to vote. These Democratic Party superdelegates include distinguished party leaders and elected officials, including all Democratic members of the House and Senate and sitting Democratic governors. Other superdelegates are chosen during the primary season. other superdelegates. Democratic superdelegates are free to support any candidate for the presidential nomination. Again, other superdelegates are chosen. Now, these are not voter-chosen superdelegates.
So are they elected? Do they have to be elected officials or no? They can be anybody.
They basically can be distinguished party leaders. And it looks like elected members of the Democratic National Committee. So that doesn't mean you have to be a politician, but just part of the committee.
Part of the DNC.
And I'm sure there's, yeah. You know, I'm sure there's ways to get in with that. So the now, origins are kind of like around the 60s, it seems.
Okay.
That's when superdelegates started. And then, like, the Reagan presidential race, oh, my God, that just blew the top off.
I was going to say, I think that was, like, a pivotal point in superdelegates. Now, here's a question, and I think most of us know this. Some of us don't. Some of us are just in a state where knowing is not accessible from the database. How many superdelegates are there? How many regular delegates are there? And how many are required to win the nomination? Is that information easily available to you, Mr. Joe?
Now, you're saying for how many delegates are
to win the nomination?
Okay. Yeah. And then
how many? Yeah. And then how many superdelegates are there, and how many elected delegates, as in how many are elected during the actual primary by the people?
Let's see. Why is it when you try to look up these things, they're never right there for you? Isn't that just crazy? How many delegates are required to win the Democratic National Convention?
Okay.
270 to win.
Okay.
Ah, so that's how many... Well, no, that's the actual convention. Okay. So, why is it so hard?
Why is it so difficult? And this,
keep
this,
talking!
People, this is why we have the government that we have, because...
Well, no, this is why we have search engines that just fail when it comes to how many delegates are required to win the Democratic National Convention. Well, yeah... Pretty much.
Yeah. So, anywho, so it's a high number, and I guess I was just curious into.
It's like 2,206, I believe.
All right. Let me see if I can help shed some light on this as well. Maybe I can attack it from a different angle. How many super delegates to win?
Oh, I was looking up
the Democrat nomination.
I was looking up how many delegates are required to win the Democratic nomination.
Oh, no.
Period.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking, it seems to link back to this Wikipedia article that you've come to, so I'm trying to see maybe it's covered somewhere deeper in the plethora of language, and we're going to spend our entire time going and defining superdelegates before we even have a chance to talk about them.
And so, there's so many talking points to talk about tonight.
Yes. So this is what we're going to do. We're just going
to
go on.
We're going to move on. Just know that there are a lot of superdelegates that can easily sway an election. Now, the DNC created a debate schedule designed to make it hard for candidates to challenge Clinton's status as the presumptive nominee. Debates were held on weekends. And you know what? I watched those debates, and they were at very freaking awkward times. Like, nobody is going to be watching this.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe some diehard, like, debate watchers.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, definitely. But, no, yeah, they were definitely scheduled at crazy times throughout the whole thing with the debates. So, of course, obviously, we had the superdelegate issue where they're... I mean, because, really, when it all kicked off, there was, like, a bunch of superdelegates immediately. This is over on Hillary Clinton's side. Before the first vote was ever cast by a citizen. So that obviously is a thing. The debate schedule, as you were saying, that was a bit ridiculous as well. That was an off times.
I'm upset with the campaign finance issues.
The campaign finance issue.
Just the fact that my money could have been just floating into nothing.
Yeah, and especially the fact that that the fundraising agreement between the Clinton and the DNC was almost a laundering operation.
Yeah.
Obviously no legal, and that's the thing with Clinton. Everything is no definitive legal ruling or definition. It's like she always skirts that line, that very thin line, and she's always able to squeak out on the other side of it for some reason. But anyway,
you know what a lot of Clinton supporters do though is they tend to then start to trump out Bush and like, oh, well, remember how Bush used to operate? And remember how Bush used to do that?
Yeah, and you hated that. And you hated the way that Bush operated. So why do you want to elect somebody that operates just like Bush?
Exactly.
I mean, and that's the thing that kind of boggles my mind sometimes is it's like they're like, oh, well, you know, Bush did it and blah, blah, blah did it and so-and-so did it. And I'm like, but you...
Then why is that acceptable?
Why is that acceptable? You find that unacceptable, but yet you're excusing the behavior. All right.
Exactly.
So we obviously had the campaign finance issue where we had some allegations of money laundering. There were many, many, many complaints of election fraud from Brooklyn to Arizona to Rhode Island to Puerto Rico, California, where 4 million votes sat uncounted in storage somewhere until someone actually filed a lawsuit.
Just remember, folks, go through them. This is sore losers talking, okay?
Yes, exactly.
Remember that. We're sore losers.
We're sore losers. And I think it's addressed in this list, but, I mean, one of the big points of it is also the fact of, they refused to address fraud. They called us crazy in tinfoiled hat. And then we get the WikiLeaks from the DNC, and apparently a secondary breach as well. So that revealed that there was some possible collusion, again, on the thin line, some possible collusion going on between the Hillary camp and the DNC in these emails. And it's like, well, gee, maybe we're not as crazy as you thought we were. The platform is ridiculous,
but they're quick to dismiss all of it and say, yes, "Oh well, it's nothing."
It's right. No. And the thing is, with the email DNC, actually, hold on, let me see if this, it kind of comes out in other parts. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that's really getting me, and I had to listen to NPR at work today, and it pissed me off most of the day because I can't stand it anymore. It was the whole thing in the fact of. Can't remember what I was talking about. Hold on. The database is crashed.
I'm looking at, folks, I'm looking at realclearpolitics.com. They put out some really good polls about presidential elections and all kinds of elections.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I don't know. Trump, though, he's doing some nasty things to himself.
No, so we're not going in that. So let's see. We got some. Oh, Jesus, we got a minute. All right. So the party platform was crap. All right. There's a lot of things that they wouldn't touch that a lot of Bernie people were for, and that was the biggest part of the Bernie campaign. So taking that out and quashing it is not acceptable. That's why we're not staying in the party. Obviously, here's the WikiLeaks thing. Number six, attempts to discredit, dismiss Sanders. So the collusion inside. Number seven, DNC collusion with the media, where there were some issues in which Debbie was strong-arming the press. Obviously, the false claims of neutrality came out.
That's a no-no.
That was a no-no. That came out in the whole the whole email issue, the WikiLeaks. Obviously, WikiLeaks also uncovered the failure to protect the donor information. $150,000 check. Number nine, $150,000 check with all the banking information visible, publicly visible.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. And then the DNC has not taken the leak seriously. Exactly. And this is actually, this is what my point was that I lost before, that they don't take it seriously. Because in the news cycle on NPR all day that I was forced to listen to is the fact that nobody is discussing the content of the email leaks. Everyone is discussing who initiated the email links. And and NPR was going as far as saying how, oh, well, we're blaming the Trump camp because the Trump is in collusion with the Russians and the Russians are doing him a favor.
But they didn't write emails.
They didn't write the emails. It doesn't matter who did it or where it come from. I mean, unless the information is falsified, which at this point has not proven to be true, or has not proven to be falsified, it doesn't matter where it came from.
Clinton is mom on it. Clinton's mom on it.
Oh,
she
totally.
She doesn't
totally
want to discuss what's in the emails.
Totally. Of course they don't.
It was never, never brought up at the Democratic convention, as
nope.
far as I know.
Nope. Not to my knowledge either. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And yeah. So yeah, I'm a Dem exit. And I know you're going to call me a Bernie bro. Some people have gotten pissed off at me. I've shed some friends off of Facebook recently for the same reason. And that's fine.
Same here.
That's fine. I am not supporting someone who I can't trust. I mean, if she was just a boring candidate, I mean, if it was just a few things, all right, I'm fine. I'm flexible because I don't agree with everything with Jill Stein and I don't agree with everything with Gary Johnson. But the fact of the matter, it's the scandal. It's the shadiness, the untrustworthiness, the backdoor deals. I don't know. And you're doing it in plain sight. So that's my Dem exit reason. Fuck me. Hate me if you fucking want. I don't give a shit. That's how it's going to go. So anywho, do you have any last words on the Dem exit before we move on to our next anticipated segment, Mr. Joe?
Absolutely not. I totally agree with what you said. Dem exit all the way, and I'm just not voting for either one of those two clowns.
No, no. And a vote for Johnson or Stein or anyone else is not a vote for Trump. It's a vote for the person that you vote for.
And it's a vote for getting another party or another political entity into the process to say, hey, you guys on both sides... It's time.
It's time. It's time to go. It's also time to go and do this. At some time of point. Damn you. There we go.
And now for
damn
the
network drives.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe. So some EMTs were lately caught ignoring dispatch call while at the White Castle drive-thru. You know, when I had my very first panic attack some years ago, I called the paramedics, and granted, the hospital was only 3 blocks away, but I was in such a fuss. My mind wouldn't let me stop. Well, those paramedics did come quickly, and they transported me to the hospital in no time flat. I am so glad they weren't like these two idiots I'm going to try and tell you about next. This is by the Tribune News Services. So, these two emergency medical technicians were caught live streaming themselves.
Oh, wow.
Live streaming themselves.
Nice.
As they ignored a call for help.
Nice.
While in a drive-thru line of a New Jersey fast food restaurant.
Was it a White Castle? Did they say it was
a White
Castle?
Yeah, I believe it was a White. I think it was a White Castle.
Well, then that's kind of almost excusable. Anyway, go on. I like me some White
University
Castle.
Hospital spokeswoman Stacy Newton. Folks, the mold count is really high here in Chicago, and so it's affecting my voice. I'm getting extra phlegm, so just ignore it. The two EMTs resigned as a result of their inappropriate conduct, which is good.
Good.
You know, they realized their faults, and they got the hell out. So I guess, though, you know, that's the catch with this thing called Periscope. It's live streaming, but it gets recorded.
Huh.
It's not like Snapchat where you post it and it's on there for however long, like maybe 24 hours, and then it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and unless you're really trying to capture somebody, they're generally not going to do anything. But with this, it was totally live. But anyways, craziness.
Wow.
So let's just move on to the next story because this is kind of a feel-good nature story.
Okay. Joe says something.
So, yeah, you know, I firmly believe animals have an intelligence way beyond what we think they do. And maybe this swan, after observing how all of us in society are with each other, just got really pissed off in a philosophical way and said, "Off with your coffee." What am I talking about, you ask? Well, let's get to the story. This is a story by Andy Eckert. And if I could tell you what it was linked to, that'd be great, but I can't. Anyways, out of Mainz, Germany. Police were called to an ice cream parlor after a suspect demanded food and smashed a customer's coffee cup over the floor. This is no ordinary troublemaker, however, but Alfred the Swan. The animal has become well known in Essen-Kettwig, which is around 30 miles north of the German city of Cologne, after leaving the Ruhr River and roaming the town's cafes and shopping streets.
Rural Room Radio River.
"We serve him only water, but some of our guests feed him once in a while," said 24-year-old Sarah Hetchin, who owns one of Alfred's favorite haunts. Wow, 24 years old, owning a cafe in Germany.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Sometimes, it's not in America, that's for sure, but sometimes he is already waiting outside and knocks on the window with his beak. Every morning, the bird waddles into the Bridge Cafe in the hope of being served a treat from its cake display. Despite the animal's occasional petulant outbursts, Alfred has even become this summer's main attraction for some customers. "He is very sweet. I can even pet him," said Hetchin, who named the animal but does not know its gender. If this all sounds very genial, well, things take a different tone as soon as the bird doesn't get its way.
Ooh.
After a customer refused to give food to the begging swan, it swiped back the man's coffee cup off the table, said David Tizza. David Tizza. That sounds sexy, actually.
David.
And there's our GLBTQ comment of the evening.
Yeah. That's actually very funny. That's hilarious.
Anyways, David, who sounds very sexy, works at the ice cream parlor across the street. So he was outraged, and the customer immediately called the police. But the police officers dispatched to the scene only asked if the man expected them to press charges against the swan, Tisa told NBC News German partner ZDF. Despite his brush with the law, Alfred continues to rove through the town at its leisure, stopping only for photo shoots with passersby and regular snacks.
Wow.
You know, I want to be a fucking swan when I come back.
A swan?
Yes. So do we have time for this last story?
Let's see. You got about 2 minutes. How long is the
I can cut through this pretty good.
All right. Get that machete out and let's slash through story number 3.
Okay. Here we go. Oopsie. It's just bad period to talk about guests when you're a restaurant worker. You have the right to your comments and opinions, but when you are in a private employer's time, those rights don't extend to protecting you from getting fired or punished. But you know what? People on both sides of the table can say some pretty sarcastic and stupid things that they are probably not aware of, making them sound like complete assholes. Anyways, let's read what happened. This is by Tim Carman of the Washington Post. 4 diners, 3 of them wearing plaid, which to me immediately screams hipster, ready to enjoy a meal Saturday night at the Sichuan restaurant, Peter Chang in Arlington, Virginia. But the dinner took a left turn when the server brought out a family-style bowl of rice. One of the diners who lived in Beijing for much of the 2000s was surprised by the rice presentation and made a comment to the server saying, "Oh, you guys don't serve them in individual rice bowls," related another diner in the party who has to go by his first name, Matt. The server told the group that when rice is served to 3 or more diners at Peter Chang, it comes in a large bowl. The former Beijing resident thought that was odd, considering the family-sized portion ran counter to the personalized bowls he encountered in China. The server then asked if the foursome would like individual rice bowls instead. So the server did ask that, and the guest declined. She said, no, I can bring it for you. And then, so this guy Matt said, he said, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Just wanted to let you know that that's the way it's done in China. It's not a big deal. It just got really awkward, which is AKA, I am a big douche nozzle that has to be a pompous ass about everything no matter where I fucking go.
I think that's
anyways,
a pretty accurate description.
That was the end of the episode until it came time to pay, right?
Yeah.
Right? So when it came time to pay, group asked if they could split the check four ways, to which the server apparently said, "That's totally how they do it in China."
That's too funny.
Now,
actually,
this guy Matt had said, "I obviously had no idea what that meant because I'm just a white guy from Arlington, but my friend from China, he told
us." So hold on. I'm willing to start my news late here. So here's the thing that totally gets you, because I had that comment and I've read the story and I wanted to comment on this story if we actually got to it. So we'll yes. sacrifice some time at the end of the show. So he's a white guy from Arlington, of course, you know, right. with the comment about the Chinese. So he didn't know how the Chinese pay for checks because he's just a white guy from Arlington. But he knows how the Chinese serve rice in China, because he's been this world traveler that's been to China and abroad.
Well, what's odd, though, is how this story is kind of told through Matt's eyes. And it's just, it's like, okay, you know, how much of this is colored by Matt's own
douche nozzleness. Yes, I totally see hipster douche nozzleness. So anyway, the white guy from Arlington did not get the joke about the server saying that's how they all do it in China. Please continue.
So, you know, he's like, then they saw the receipt.
Mm.
And at the bottom of the check, Wing Hing wasn't deeply apologetic on Saturday, but he was on Monday morning. It seems that the servers had previously been warned before and about leaving offensive comments in the system. And
I'm
where
confused.
Is what it said?
Wait a second.
Oh, okay.
This is a disjointed
yes.
story. It's,
yes.
I don't think you're lost. Okay. I think it's just disjointed.
Jing said they've done it many times, and he told them not to do it again, and they did it again. So basically what ended up happening is the receipt said, "I'm a plaid A blank 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 blank," and the other said, "I have a small penis," which it's kind of funny because they're just, you know, they're really like direct and to the point.
Yeah, that's true. I really wish Google had flashing text. But yeah, no, that's totally funny. Yeah, and honestly, I think it's pretty good. See, I would have just wrote douche nozzles on the bottom of my
dirty seat. You know, if I was an appropriate restaurant manager, I would have comped their entire meal and said, "I am very sorry," you know, and then fired the server on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's... You know, typing in comments like that, you know what? In this digital age, what the hell is going on with people?
I know, right? It's ridiculous. So they've done it before. They've been reprimanded, and that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, so. He cut back their server hours.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't actually fire him. He just cut back their hours.
Well,
so, I don't know.
I don't know what to say. It's just one of those crazy things.
But you know what, though, Anthony? There you have it, and back to you.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air experience, spelled with an E, internationally streaming experience? Doesn't that sound sexy? International. I think the people in Netherlands listen to us from time to time. They must think we're insane. Hi, people from Netherlands. We see you hit us. Thank
Hello.
You. Visit chiampa.info, that's chiampa.info, to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We're going to take a quick break of about 4 minutes because, you know, we got to pee and stuff,
Listen,
too.
We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, beard, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Anyone who ever goes fishing should own a pocket fisherman. Compact enough to fit inside glove compartments, lunch boxes, backpacks. It's rod, reel, line, bobber, and hook. With a Johnson reel and twin flex rod that reacts to the slightest nibble, yet strong enough to haul in the big ones. Opheel's pocket fisherman spin casting outfit, including bait, only $19.95. Now all you need is a place to fish.
Now available for a limited time only at Woolworth, Woolco, Times Square, Corvettes, Genovese Drug, Valley Fair, Modell's, Shoppers World, and Two Guys.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Raspberry Cream Pie Day, National Girlfriends Day, National Minority Donor Awareness Day, Respect for Parents Day. Roger loves raspberries, and so you know what? He better start appreciating what I do around here if he wants to be my girlfriend, and so that I will feed him raspberries every day. And because I am not sure what minorities are donating, I am just going to say way to go. And, well, I do not have any parents to speak of, just a large, multinational sushi, watch, and rubber corporation behind me. But remember, as Gil from Toppers would say, give your parents some props. Put those cellular phones away and trim those mutton chops. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's start with Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
So before we go into Anthony's news segments, I've been kind of trying to get the Facebook page going a little bit more because we seem to be not picking up as much traction as we'd like. So, you know, I posted out there about the crazy servers, and, you know, I think they should be fired. And so I want to know what you guys think. Definitely go to our Facebook page. That's at facebook.chiampa.info. And we're definitely back. And so, Anthony, you got some crazy news for us?
Ah, yes, I do. But one must access the database first.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I think I had a dream the other day. Actually, a daydream.
Did
more
you?
Appropriately, yeah. Because the lottery was up to, I don't know, 400 and something million dollars. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm scared of winning the lottery. I think it just is very evil, to be honest.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't.
You have some really damn good attorneys and people, or discipline. I don't know. Discipline.
Well, that's part of it. But, I mean, it's kind of one of those things.
Either that, or you're buying us a really kick-ass awesome studio.
That's what I was going to do. Well, $450 million, you know, we could buy and probably buy an old, you know, a little abandoned or out of business for sale commercial space and throw some walls up. No. Like, you know, like business, like little business buildings, like little office buildings.
Like in a strip mall?
Not like in a strip mall. They're like standalone buildings. They're shops. They're standalone buildings. Not necessarily a strip mall, but, you know, they have them out there. And, you know, you can buy, you know, get one of those and kind of put some walls up, make a little studio. And maybe we can even, like, you know, depending on how much money after talking with financial people that I'm willing to piss away, you know, obviously get equipment and maybe hire somebody, you know, to do marketing and PR type of shit and stuff like that. You know, start a little business and see if we can actually sell airtime and ad revenue and shit, make an actual thing. So,
well, and have a cafe and actually have an audience kind of built in, because we would just suddenly appear behind these mirrors that were dark prior. They would suddenly reveal us.
Suddenly reveal us. You're all about the drama.
Yep.
That's all right. So, yeah, something exciting like that. So, anywho, let's go into some news. We'll daydream about COD renovations the next time the Powerball gets back up to $487,000 billion. All right, so
back to reality,
yeah. Which when it comes to Florida news is not really reality. Stupid is what stupid does. The WFTV Channel 9 News out of Orlando has our first Florida news story of the night with Stupid Does. Donald Lee Hicks, 38, was looking for a parking space on Deanna Beach last Saturday. He thought he found a space, but a 40-year-old black man and a 67-year-old black woman were standing in the parking space. They explained to Donald that they were saving it for the family, according to police reports. And then Donald apparently became upset and began to yell expletives. He said explicitive.
Fuck.
Explicitive, you slur. I think the slur was the N-word. Don't you see what's going on in the front of my truck? He was referring to the, don't you see what's on the front of my truck? Ooh, those. I should have made the text a little bit bigger. I'm getting too old. Referring to the Confederate flag on his van. Yeah, and it's not a symbol of hate. Anyway, let's get this train back on its tracks. Donald then proceeded to ram them with his van. And, yeah. Both sought medical attention and were not seriously injured. Donald faces two charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and remains in the Broward County Jail in lieu of $40,000
bail. He needs a 4,000-ton vehicle rammed at him. That's what I say.
There you go. Donald was also has a he has an arrest history for violent crimes. My goodness, I can't talk tonight. In both Palm Beach and Broward counties. including battery on a firefighter and hitting a police dog and battery. I need something to drink.
Wow. Well, thank goodness that this next story, you didn't actually take drugs, but you had donuts instead.
It's Deputy Donuts.
Oh, Deputy Donut. Deputy Donut is back.
We got Deputy Donut back. All right, so watch out, folks. Deputy Donut is coming for your donuts. Exactly. Our next story is about one hell of a boondoggle that put a man behind bars over some sugar glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut. The Orlando Sentinel brings us the case of the crack donut. Daniel Rushing was pulled over because he had failed to come to a full stop before pulling out of a convenience store parking lot and because he was driving 42 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. When Rushing opened his wallet, the officer saw they had a concealed weapons permit. Daniel told the officer that he had a gun, and the officer asked him to step out of his car, which is when he spotted a rock-like substance on the floorboard where the feet were, according to her report. The officer asked for permission to search Daniel's vehicle, and he agreed. He later said it was a decision he said he would never make again. Officers spotted three other pieces of the suspicious substance in the car, and Daniel kept telling them that the substance was glaze from a donut, but they insisted at first that it was crack cocaine and then settling on crystal meth, according to the report. A roadside field test actually did show a positive result for narcotics, so Daniel was booked into the county jail on charge of possession of methamphetamine with a firearm. He was locked up for about 10 hours and before his release of $2,500 bond. Yeah.
That's a lot lower than the other guy.
After further analysis, the Orlando Police Crime Lab determined that it was not an illegal narcotic. 3 days later, state's attorney office in Orlando filed paperwork saying that it was dropping the case. The Orlando...
I don't know. Krispy Kremes should be illegal.
The Orlando...
They give my stomach the craps.
Because it's nothing but sugar. It's all you're eating. It's nothing but sugar. The Orlando Police Department did not explain why the two drug field tests were wrong, and they were unable to report on how many roadside tests with false positives because the department does not track those statistics. Nice. Mm-hmm. However, the New York Times reported on July 7th that its review showed that 21% of the time drug evidence that was listed by local authorities as methamphetamines turned out to be something else. 21%, so quarter of the time almost. In its statement, the Orlando PD described the arrest as a lawful one. Daniel has hired a lawyer and is asking the city to pay him damages. Yep, exactly. So, and I'm wrapping up here. We're going to shave a little off the end of the show, but we have to do...
You don't want
to
talk about this guy?
No, we are. That's what I said. We're going to wrap it up.
Sexy.
Yeah. We know what that means.
Swan standpipe.
Swan standpipe. It was pretty hot this past week, but it was actually a struggle. We were in the heat indexes of like 105, 106. So it was actually a struggle to find someone, some Florida nakedness for the story tonight, believe it or not. And I'm thinking it was just because it was too hot that people just weren't even outside. They refused to go out in the sun. But I did prevail.
You found a gem.
I did prevail, and I found this week's Florida Naked News story from the Bradenton Herald. See, that's how far I had to dig. I had to go to the Bradenton Herald to find it. At 10:21 in the morning, police were called out to the public showers and restroom area of Conquina Beach. Coquina Beach. There we go. All right, say it one more time. Coquina Beach. And found Coquina Michael Beach. Dragger, 53, sitting naked on a bench near the outdoor shower. The woman who
what was
had
he doing?
The woman who had reported the man told police that Michael had been masturbating while sitting on the bench with one of his legs hanging over the armrest of a chair. According to the police, the woman said Michael had been moaning and did not stop when he saw her looking at him. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Michael was arrested and charged with lewd or lascivious exhibition, according to an arrest report. He's being held at the Manatee County Jail on $7,500 bond. Yeah, exactly. And that completes your Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that, here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
This or that. The plethora discussion segment. It's amazing how we find ways to just name our sections so appropriately too. I'm very pleased with our organization on scripting. That's why the dream would include like a studio, something studio. We could build you a little apartment in there too. Are you talking? Are you talking?
Oh gosh, we were talking.
Are you talking? Hello, thank you. Yes, there we go. Thank you for joining the party.
Hitting the unmute. I was saying before that I'm getting better with the sound effects.
Yes, but not the mute button.
I muted myself. So. What the But anyways, I'm tired of talking politics. I want to talk about something innovative.
Oh sure.
And what we could possibly somehow invest in, if I was to ever move to Florida. Or somehow we move to a climate that's not going to get ravaged by Zika. What's going on with that? Florida is now ravaged with Zika?
Yeah, we got two cases of Zika. We're going to start having small. We're still going to have, well, two that were contracted here. The rest of them came here, but now the two cases have actually been contracted here.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means it's now on the loose.
So that means we need to be sprayed with DEET at all times.
Absolutely right.
Which means more money for the pesticides industrial complex.
There you go. The pesticide industrial. The pick. It's the pick. The pesticide industrial complex.
Well... We'll make do. We'll figure it out. I'm not getting pregnant anytime soon, so I'm not
going
to worry.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not worried about having any small-headed children.
So anyways, I today I had to deliver some flowers to my day job because I was planting some flowers in the patio. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was able to borrow a coworker's car, which is fine. Uh-huh. Which, by the way, people, you all need to learn how to use your fucking turn signals.
Turn signals. Blinky, 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 yep. Blinky, blinky.
Yes, blinky. But use blinky at the right times.
Blinky, blinky.
Anyways, so, I think getting to the meats of it all is you people out there need to form pickup truck Uber services.
Pickup truck
I
Uber
will
services.
Put on the little thingy. I need flower delivery, so I need a pickup, right?
Yeah.
I have X amount of flowers, blah, 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 and it would assign you an appropriate truck. And hey, you know, it's a worthwhile thing. Any kind of little home project, a toilet.
A toilet,
you know, maybe
yeah,
you need a plumber. Yeah. Plumber with a pickup truck.
This is true.
You know, if they're trucks. Willing to meet you at Home Depot, get the toilet, pick it up, drive back to your home, install it. How much is that worth to you to do it right now?
Quarter
you know what
of
I mean?
A million
it's like,
dollars.
Since we're
take
already in
money.
This right now fucking society.
Take my money.
Why not? Right?
Take my money
take,
right
take
now.
Our money.
Take it all. Take it all, bitches.
Provide us a service. Yes. Provide us a service.
Provide us a service.
Make us, right? Make it really worth our while. Like, I need a new bed, for instance. Now
okay.
I'm going to have to go out and find the frame. I'm going to have to install it.
Yeah.
And then get the mattress and bring that back. Now, you know, if I could just like put in a request saying I need a new, what do I need? A full size? Yeah, full size would be good. You know, full size frame, full size mattress. I need it delivered on Tuesday at 3:20 p.m. Boom.
Well, you can Amazon it.
Yeah, but then I still have to install it. So we need like that.
Oh, but then you do IKEA, and then you do IKEA then, because I think IKEA. If you go to IKEA and buy
David.
It, they do delivery and installation. You need who?
Well, David can come in. David he can
David.
Come and install it.
David can come yes. in. Well, yeah. If you go to IKEA, yes. you may get David coming and installing it. And probably in more ways than one, but either which way, yeah. I mean, IKEA is always an option. I've always been happy with IKEA, and they offer. lots of options. So they may be worth checking out, you know. Right. So
you know, light duty is requiring a little more heavy duty storage sometimes. Uh-huh. This would be useful really in the spring and the summer. Now, in the fall and the winter, you know, there's other duties involved, and they could be lawn removals, and I think there's services already for that, so that's kind of pretty much covered. But
you know,
there's the other segment that, you know, it's like, hey, I need 500 feet of Cat 5e cable, and I can't afford to stop what I'm doing. I need it delivered ASAP.
No,
I suppose
sure.
Amazon could do it, but how nice would it be to have, you know, a guy come over that was already up to speed and say, hey, let me help you. And boom, you got now two people attacking this huge project, and boom, you're done.
Well, see, there you go. See, you're creating a whole industry, an entire industry.
Yes.
That's awesome. Plumbers with pickup trucks. Electricians with pickup trucks. Somebody with pickup trucks. Hey, folks, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And then on your drive home, catch Traffic with Toppers. Be sure to check out Shyampa.info. That's www.shyampa.info, Shyampa.info, for our complete schedule of programming.
And when you come across Weekend with Joe, be sure to check out my segment every Saturday and Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to check out and support various different services such as A Info's Radio Project, where we found the wonderful World Labor Hour, which can be found at WEFT. Is that .org? WEFT.org?
Yes, WEFT.org.
We carry a live stream of them on, what, Saturdays?
Saturdays at noon is a live stream, and then we just replay that three more times over the weekend.
Exactly. So if you miss it, you can re-catch it right away. And we also found our friends at Toppers, and then we have another guy that we love, Headphone Meditations. He's over at archive.org, which you can find so much more great programming that you
John
won't
DeBose.
Find on mainstream media.
Yeah.
John DeBose.
We even bring you the anarchist program called The Final Straw. And although I apologize, it hasn't been updated lately. They haven't done any recent broadcasts. But that's an anarchist type of radio show, like the whole, you know, fuck the police, fuck the organization, fuck the structure, fuck the bit. But we carry a variety of programming because we understand that everyone likes different things. And we like to get listeners. Because listeners are good.
Here's the thing, though. Every program, and it's taken 52 of them, I guess, but I feel more confident about... I feel much more confident about talking about things and being more conversational. So even if this is therapy for the both of us, it's also great comedy, and it's filled with pretty much silly but relevant topics of the day.
Yeah, I mean we cover some news, we cover some political things, we cover some news. Well, I mean, once the election is over, we'll be covering other types of news. But the election
we'll
is...
we'll be recovering how much HRC has totally screwed every person.
Or Trump. It could be Trump, too. Who knows?
Or
you
Trump,
know?
Too.
It could be... Who
Although
knows?
Although he's really taken a dive.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get elected. I think I know who the president's going to be. The rest of this is like just a dog.
Hillary now
show.
Needs to say, Trump, shut the fuck up. You're done. Here's your money.
No, she can't. Because if he stops now, then that will just embroil the people more. He has to play it through the end.
He has to play it out.
Because could you imagine once the Hoopleheads figure out that this is all fake?
Hoopleheads.
Do you know how crazy the Hoopleheads will get about that? So anyway, I've got 26 seconds left. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. Remember, folks... don't do something. Don't run around naked
don't
at the beach,
Matt.
You know what? Don't eat
be
crispy.
A Hooplehead.
Don't be a Hooplehead. Have a good night, a good weekend. Stay tuned for a recycled episode of This Way Out.
Good night, Miss Betty Felicia Shyampa.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.